Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Good morning. Let's dive into what's going on this weekend in the world of sports. So it's Thunder Basin and Cheyenne East going to tip off at 7:30 for the guys, 5:30 for the girls. In Campbell County, we'll be taking on Laramie at 7:30, the girls at 5:30 as well. Then we move down to Saturday for Campbell County and Thunder Basin. Campbell County will take on South at 10:30 in the morning for the girls, an early game. And for the boys, it'll be at noon. Thunder Basin will take on Cheyenne Central at 2:30 and at 1 o'clock. So don't miss your time. Head on out to Cheyenne. And just remember, if you can't make it out, you can always tune in to 106.7 The Legend, BasinsRadio.com. You can also go to Horseman Broadcasting Entertainment for the Campbell County and South game and the Thunder Basin and Cheyenne East game on Friday and Saturday. Now, you can also go to BasinsRadio.com to watch the game as well. Myself and Vic Wright will be on the call this weekend. Now let's move into some hockey news as the Gillette Wild gets set for the Great Falls Americans coming up here on Friday. Then they'll take on a date with the Butte Irish on Saturday. Now both of these games are still away as they won't have another home game until the end of March. Now to some college basketball as the Pronghorns and Lady Pronghorns getting set for Casper Community College tomorrow. Game time at 5:30 for the girls and 7:30 for the men. Tomorrow's game is Faculty Appreciation Night. Don't miss it. Head on out to the Pronghorn Center tomorrow night. And the Wyoming Cavalry, they had their very first coaches show last night at the Ice Cream Cafe, and they're getting set for some football games this weekend. It'll be their first matchup since coming back from the Wyoming Mustangs. It's a brand new team, so don't even think about putting them as the same. The Wyoming Cavalry gets set on Saturday as they will be taking on a team all the way out from Syracuse, New York. Game time at 6:30. But here's what one of the players, D. Lazaro, had to say about the Walls.
What was the difference like when you first started playing arena football from regular football? You went from not having any walls to having walls and kind of looking like you're playing hockey, but you got a field on the ground. Tell us how that was like.
It was a big change because the field is way smaller, and then like it's 8 people too. It's not 11 people, so it's like you just gotta. It's more faster.
Yeah,
just put it like that. It's more faster. And you just got to be in your spot.
Yeah.
Remember, the Wyoming Cavalry will get set here on Saturday. Game time at 6:30. The doors will open at 5:30. Well, that's all I have for sports. I'm Chase Worsley with the Basin Radio Network.